Here's a thought about F5-6 and Be There, which, of course, is a play on the old rule of thumb that I think came from Magnum photographers, but I'm not positive about that, which was F8 and Be There. The old Magnum methodology was you would use a slightly wide-angle lens, 35 millimeter, something like that, on a 35 millimeter camera, then set up your aperture at F8 and your shutter speed at 1 over the ISO and just point and shoot, because it was probably going to work, particularly if you were pre-focused at about 15 feet or so, everything's going to be in focus. Well, I don't know if that's just myth or true, but I like the idea of having a sort of a predetermined starting point. And for me, I use F5.6. In the first place, that's generally the sharpest aperture on all of my lenses. Sometimes the lens is a little sharper at F4. Rarely do I find with Micro Four Thirds it's sharper at F8. Usually by the time you get to 5.6, it's really the sweet spot. But the other thing is F5.6 as a starting point gives me pretty serious depth of field. Gives me the full frame equivalent of F11 in terms of depth of field, which is generally what I want. Now, I don't always make my pictures at F5.6, but I start at F5.6. It's preset on my custom dials so that every time I flip to a custom dial, I know where my starting point is. It's 5.6. If I need a shallow depth of field, just open up a bit. If I need a little greater depth of field for a specific reason, I can stop down to F8 or F11. But starting at F5.6 and knowing where that starting point is a real time saver out in the field. It's an efficiency thing. I don't have to think about it because I know where it's going to be when I turn on my camera or when I flip the dial to a custom mode. F5.6 and Be There is a great start.